Hello, this is Sonia Hines with Spotlight, and today we're continuing our interview with Jenny Albers. She's the author of Courageously Expecting, 30 Days of Encouragement for Pregnancy After Loss. And yesterday we talked about how people can be an encouragement to someone who has experienced a pregnancy loss or who is pregnant after having experienced a loss. But today we want to talk about how God can be foundational in helping them get through and deal with their loss. How would you encourage women to trust God and lean on Him during that process of loss or pregnancy after loss?
Yes, absolutely. So a couple things. I mean, prayer was huge for me. That was such a priority in both situations. And I think for me personally, prayer is obviously an important part of faith life under normal circumstances. But I think when you kind of come to the end of yourself, it becomes even more important. And when you're maybe in a season where you can't necessarily feel God, right? Or you're not sure that He cares, or you're wondering why these horrible things are happening. I think prayer is an important way to connect with God and to really help quiet the internal voices that we often struggle with in seasons of grief and hardship. Something that helped me was that, you know, I had this realization that I had already walked through the worst scenario, and I'd done it twice, and it was awful, and I certainly did not want to do it again, and I was scared that I might have to do that again, but the worst had already happened, and I was surviving, and I knew that God would help me through it again if I were to have another loss. Again, I don't say that lightly or that this was just an easy thing to do, but it's something that I had to keep coming back to. I think it's important to take time to get quiet with God, like I said, through prayer, but also through, I listen to worship music and reading scripture and remembering how God has cared for us in past situations, whether it's a similar situation or, you know, just other hard seasons of life. I think it's important to remember how He has been faithful in carrying us through those hard situations. And then lastly, I would probably say something that I really struggled with in wanting answers and wanting reassurance was with Googling everything during my pregnancy after loss, and probably during my seasons of grief and losses as well, because we want answers. But that really just fed into my anxiety. And so I would encourage people, I like to say God over Google, or more God, less Google, something like that, because I think we can get caught up in trying to find answers to things that we just aren't going to have answers to this side of heaven.
That's true. Jenny, tell me a little bit about this book that you wrote to encourage other women.
I wrote Courageously Expecting for a number of reasons. One of them was that when I was going through my own pregnancy after loss, there weren't too many, if any, resources for that season of my life. You know, I had read a number of loss books. I had been involved in a number of online loss communities after my losses. But then when I got pregnant again, the resources were lacking. And I didn't necessarily feel like I had the support that I needed. Like I said, I felt misunderstood. I think if you haven't experienced loss, a lot of people, you know, the hurts and the hardship of a pregnancy after loss is invisible. So I wanted to bring light to the experience, but I also wanted to provide a way for companionship, really, for women who are pregnant after loss, and also encourage them, because I felt encouragement for myself was lacking in my own experience. But I also have some regrets as to how I handled my pregnancy after loss. And I wish I would have had something to kind of help me through the hard days, and maybe something to help me look at my situation a little bit differently, because it was just such a hard struggle and I felt like I was in the dark a lot of the time. And so I wanted to provide something for women that would shine a little bit more light on their experience while also validating it and empathizing with how hard it really is.
Well, again, for our listeners, the name of the book is Courageously Expecting, 30 Days of Encouragement for Pregnancy After Loss. Now, Jenny, where can people find this book?
Yeah, they can find it wherever books are sold. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any other place that you would buy books.
Thank you so much again for sharing your story. I'd like to thank our guest again, Jenny Albers, for being with us today. Thank you for joining us on Spotlight. I'm Sonia Hines.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled MAKYES Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.